Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
You may be familiar with the interstellar voyages of the crew in the classic TV show Star Trek, but here on planet Earth, scientists are still exploring the full scope and origins of our own galaxy, the Milky Way. A new analysis from two astronomers at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Heidelberg, Germany, gives us a better understanding of the Milky Way's dramatic early years. And we're joined now by one of those astronomers, Hans Walter Rix. He's a director at the Institute. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
So you found that parts of the Milky Way, specifically the part in the thick disk within the halo of the Milky Way, is older than we expected. How did you discover this?
Well, galaxies are kind of like the big cities in the cosmos where everything happens. Stars are born, planets form, and all this. Like big cities, also galaxies weren't born in the day. Like Rome, our own Milky Way has a very long history that goes way back. And like with cities, people actually care about the oldest parts. And so what we did, we age dated the oldest stars in our Milky Way because they tell us what happened early on.
And you found that in the thick disk, stars began forming 13 billion years ago, I understand, which is 2 billion years earlier than we thought, and only 0.8 billion years after the Big Bang.
That's right. The way that stars form is that gas settles into a disk, and then parts of that collapse to make stars. And indeed, that seems to have happened very early on, right after the Big Bang. And what's interesting about this is we can now, with telescopes, see other galaxies very, very far away where the light has taken 13 billion years to come to us. And we see they have started forming stars. So it was really gratifying that in our own cosmic home, we could see that we also got the same head start as other galaxies.
What question do you have next?
What we now want to do is learn a lot more about the early formation history, because we know that some stars formed in a disk, which is kind of the peaceful way of making stars. But it seems like our Milky Way actually had an early intrusion from a satellite galaxy that fell right towards the center. And we have also been age-dating the stars of those intruding satellite galaxy stars very precisely. And what we found is, yes, they perturbed the Milky Way, but they at the same time, this invasion of a satellite galaxy actually triggered a lot more new star formations. So broadly speaking, the next steps are to take that information and piece together the early history. So imagine you know suddenly all the ages of the ruins in Rome much more precisely. That doesn't tell you yet the history.
Hans Walter Rix, astronomer and director at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Heidelberg, Germany. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.